The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Welcome to Factoids on the Fly, a fascinating and fun-filled feast of fascinating facts, delicious data, and sumptuous statistics, all served up in 1 to 15-minute bite-sized morsels, sure to satisfy even the most famished of Factoid fans. I'm your host, Factoid Fred. On October 12th, in the basement of a Unitarian church on the town green in Lexington, Massachusetts, a carpenter named Michael Cresta scored 830 points in a game of Scrabble. His opponent, Wayne Yora, who works at a supermarket deli counter, totaled 490 points. The two men set three records for sanctioned Scrabble in North America: the most points in a game by one player, 830, the most total points in a game, 1,320, and the most points on a single turn, 365, for Cresta's play of the word Quixotry. Let's begin with the fact that Cresta and Yora aren't expert-level players. They know the basics, like the 101 two-letter words and most of the 1,015 three-letter words that are legal in Scrabble. But they're both rated in the bottom third of tournament players. These are not guys who have low ratings because they haven't played in many tournaments, Mike Wolfberg, the Lexington's club statistician, told Stefan Fatsis of Slate magazine. They have low ratings because they aren't very good. So how did they break the all-time Scrabble scoring record set during the tournament play? Well, the simple answer is that Cresta Yora's game was a fluke. Given that Scrabble is played in more than 200 clubs and there are more than 200 tournaments a year in North America, the thinking goes it was inevitable that the previous record of 770 total points would fall, especially with the growth of serious study and an increase in words in the Scrabble dictionary. But there's more to it than that. To understand how Cresta and Yora broke the record, let's take a closer look at the game. Yora opened with the word jousted, a bingo, Scrabble lingo for using all seven tiles, which earns you an extra 50 points, worth a total of 96 points for that word. Cresta then traded in all seven of his tiles in hope of getting more playable letters, not an unusual move. Yora bingoed again, very nicely, with the word ladylike for 73 points, and took a 169-0 lead. The first L in ladylike landed between two triple word score squares, giving Cresta a shot at Scrabble's holy grail, a triple-triple, covering two triple word scores with one word. That's worth nine times the value of a word, plus the 50-point bonus for using all seven letters. Triple-triples are rare in Scrabble because they require a confluence of mathematically improbable events. Cresta's play, Flatfish, for 239 points was especially unusual because it contains infrequently occurring letters, two F's and an H, and isn't a common word. Yora challenged Flatfish, a reasonable move given the word and its score, but it was in the official word list, so he lost his turn. Cresta exchanged chiles on three of his next four moves, while Yora bingoed again, this time with the word scamster. That put another letter, the R, in a triple-triple lane. Cresta, who held I, O, Q, U, and X, recognized he was three-quarters of the way toward a really huge triple-triple, Quixotry. He exchanged two letters from his rack in hopes of drawing the needed T and Y. From his advantage, 56 tiles were unseen, including three T's and one Y. The probability of pulling one of each was 1 in 513. Cresta, however, beat the odds, and when Yora didn't block the open R because he'd played his fourth bingo, underdog, for 72 points, Cresta laid down his 365-point quixotry, meaning a quixotic action or thought. After making just three plays, Cresta had an amazing 614 points. The rest of the game was, well, pedestrian. Still, in the community of competitive Scrabble, the game has been heralded as an anagrammatic equivalent of Wilt Chamberlain's 100-point game in 1962 or Don Larson's perfect game in the 1956 World Series. Indeed, Cresta's 830 shattered a 13-year-old record of 770 points. Got a favorite factoid, bit of history, science, or trivia? Then send it to us with your name and your hometown at theflypod.com. If we use your submission, you'll receive mention on our next podcast, not to mention the admiration and envy of our listeners from across our RSS feeds throughout the United States, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Oh, and to your friends who tell you that trivial little things don't matter, remind them that more people are killed each year by mosquito bites than by charging elephants. So until the next factoid gets stuck onto my flypaper mind and yours, this is Factoid Fred wishing you a great day.